Så så slår hun det sig sig. Og så vil jeg det sig. So it doesn't go anywhere. It doesn't go through the drawer windows, you know, or through your nose, go out, and then through the all the lower drawers, drawer windows, or train station, or some airport, or something. It doesn't go anywhere. So just there. We were holding this from beginningless rebirth, but you realize there's nothing. But you suddenly you realize, discover there's nothing there. You know, it doesn't go anywhere. So it's just there. Suddenly you realize there's nothing there. Suddenly you realize there's nothing there to hold on. See, it's not there. It's some go somewhere. It's not that. Maybe these projects. You know, there's some material, something shadow of a tiger or something. Then shadow, you see. But you do not recognize that. Believing this. Well, they said, believing this is a real tiger, okay? And then suddenly strong light, you know? And it's just. The tiger you've been believing doesn't exist there. Yeah? It doesn't go anywhere, to the window, drawer, anywhere, but it's not there. It was strong light. You see that is non-existent. Right there. Which you are hallucinating, you see. Which you've been believing before, real, you see, now, not. So, like that, you see, it doesn't go anywhere, just there, you see. And then suddenly you realize there's nothing there to hold on to. There's no eye to hold on to. So that, you see, truly is an eye. So, why you get the feeling of losing eye? So that is a... Ketsang Chamyang Molam, Grebhuddha Sapa, you see. When there was danger, especially in the monastery, I think it's in the, you know, water flood coming towards the monastery. And this Bodhisattva was there, outside, on the ground. So he wrote, when the water flood was coming towards the monastery, then he wrote on the stone, if it's true that I have Bodhicitta, then the water flood would run to... return back. So he wrote on the stone, then turned the stone towards the water flood. Then after he turned the stone towards the water flood, the water flood which was coming to the monastery, it went away. So he said in his Mahamudra commentary that why you're feeling losing eye, that's because the mind has been habituated, you know, from the beginning of the body. Believing the eye is truly existent. So it's proving that, you know, there's no true existence. There's no true existence on the mere level eye. On the eye, there's no true existence on the eye. It is showing that. It is proving that. See, it said that. Why you feel losing eye? You see. It is the most important thing to know that. Most important thing to have this knowledge that you must go through the fear. You must go through the fear. It's like crossing river. You to get the other side, you see where you wish to be, you cross the river. So that you have to go through the fear, you know, you have to go through that. And then, you see, then you're able to realize emptiness. So that's a very, very important knowledge. So when the fear comes, then fear is not like ordinary fear. Perhaps maybe deeper fear than you suddenly meet tiger or something. You see, perhaps maybe deeper fear than that, because this is an I that you've been believing, truly an I. You see, from real I. You know, exist from a society. We've been believing from beginningless rebirth, and now you realize it's empty. Now you realize it's empty. Yeah, you see, discover. Then only now you see you are discovering your I. Only now you are discovering your I. Yourself. Only now you're discovering yourself. You see, what is that? So can imagine. So the even higher Bodhisattvas, as even lower Bodhisattvas, the less intelligent or less merit, and less get unbelievable fear. Then the higher intelligence ones, you see, when they realize in this unbelievable joy, incredible joy, tears come out, the hairs from the pole stands up, and like that, you see, unbelievable joy. Then the Lord Bodhisattvas, the unbelievable fear, so that, you see. So the knowledge is that this is the most important thing that you have to go to, that you have to go, you don't stop. You don't stop, the meditation, the experience, you know. You don't stop the experience. You see, what I started to see. So you must remember that time. Go through the fear, then you win. Then you win over the ignorance. And that they have been cheated. That they have been deceived you. They have been cheated you. And they have been destroying you from beginningless rebirth. You know, that always tortured you. That always suffered you. Never allowed to achieve enlightenment and liberation from samsara, all that, you see, from beginningless rebirth. So you see that now if you go through the fear, then you go through the fear, complete experience of losing the I. Let it be completely lost, and you see, completely. I think with nihilism, you can check, but with nihilism, I don't think fear arises. I don't think fear arises with nihilism. When you're fighting nihilism, I don't think fear arises. Why? The nihilism, you see, then this sort of, you kind of become philosophy, you see. But they see, when they say, because nihilism, there's no I, you know. It doesn't harm because it doesn't harm the ignorance. It doesn't do anything to the ignorance. You see, it doesn't harm the ignorance. Doesn't harm the ignorance. You see that's one thing. You see. Search the eye, you see, or the vase, you see, and couldn't find. It doesn't harm the ignorance. That's another mistake. Why it's not analysis? The checking the true existence, you see, vase or the eye. You know, it doesn't become meditation on emptiness. Why? Because it doesn't harm the ignorance. It doesn't do anything to the ignorance. Ignorance is there. Ignorance is comfortable there. Ignorance, you see, the holding the ignorance, you know, holding the eye, say, a real eye, you know, existing from inside, you see, there. it doesn't do anything, no harm to ignorance. So that if it harms ignorance, then it becomes, if it harms ignorance, then it becomes analysis, you know, the invention of emptiness, analysis, you see, truth is an eye, you see. Harms it, you know, it makes to see that it's empty, it doesn't exist, you see. So it harms ignorance. So it harms wrong the ignorance concept, that it believes that really true, you see. It harms to that. So that is another one that we should understand. Let the be lost. Go through the fear. So even through that, complete that, then you see completely and totally empty. Then you see the realize the object of ignorance, what ignorance has been holding, believing from beginning to rebirth. Now you realize totally empty, completely empty. Totally empty. So you see, it harms the ignorance, it eliminates the ignorance, you see. It harms that. So it's like when the light came, you see, then the target doesn't exist, you know? So then the ignorance is dispelled. Ignorance believing holds the real target. So like that, you see. Then, you see, that as a cause, realizing the I, you know, totally empty, completely empty, a total loss. There's no even atom of that, you see. So realizing completely empty there. Then that as a cause. Then the result, you see. Then you see that I is not non-existent. That I is not non-existent. You see, it exists. It's a result. Okay, so what result comes in your heart, then I exist. Not non-existent, but it exists. Exist, me and him. Me live with my mind. So that's something unshakable. Unshakable. You see, that total realization is unshakable. You realize the concept of Dhamma. Before you realize the absolute truth, now here you have what Takeshi said, illusive truth, or the truth for the all-obscure mind. See, the all-obscure mind, you know, appear to that, it's true to that. So the truth for the all-obscure mind, concept of Dhamma. So now you realize the second truth here. But again, Champawongdu, the great one of my guru, after Lama passed away, I come back to Dharamsala, attending some song, but it's the 8th Lamrim commentary, Lamrim teaching, yes, 8th Lamrim commentary. So I reached the middle teaching. And then the last day, there was long life puja to his son. So that early morning, I think Chamundu passed away. But year before, one of his friends, Geshe Rabje, who is very learned and who had realized the fully characterized Shini come about him. Who has realized that. So passed away for some of the lamas long life, you see. During the time, many lamas passed away. Many high lamas passed away. So the next year, teaching the long life, the morning then gets about the passed away. So before that, then I took this, the Julian, they taking the essence, you know, the flower, through the medicinal flower, so the pill, so they was the 21 days, I think, 21 days, yeah, retreat. I haven't done that, yeah. I thought in case it became rare in the future, then, you know, to have the lineage, so that. So even though many of our sanghas that time, many did 21 days, except one, I think it's George. I think he could not. He has somehow his body doesn't fit to the fasting. See, so some had very good success. I think Prema was probably the best one. Then maybe also Chita also. However, again, Samant, he said that after realizing something like him, then he said that after realizing emptiness, to see everything as an illusion. To see everything as an illusion, for him it took 15 days after realizing this, then to see everything as an illusion. To see everything as illusion, not illusion, but as illusion. There's big differences. Dream and like dream, there's big difference. So, as illusion, you see, it took 15 days, you see. So, however, so that, you see, now here, realizing that I. You know, totally empty from my side. Completely. And then that, you see, that causes, that realization causes to conclusion that I exist. Exist mainly, believe me in my mind, the convention, realizing they say, the Kunz of Demba, you know, the truth of the Holy Spirit, okay? Yeah, so here, look at all the causes of phenomena, you say, all those things which I mentioned before, the main object of the attachment anger, this you see. Oh, then you see, then say, object of ignorance, concept truly existent, okay? Object of course, then they say, of course, everything is object of that. Then what I'm saying is, those particular objects, you see, were mainly attachment and anger. So for you see, as I mentioned already, so into your mind, all these I action object, all the phenomena, which is merely imputed by the mind. Merely imputed by the mind, from the side of the mind. So also there were eyes, empty actions, unity, all the rest of phenomena, hell, enlightenment, samsara, nirvana, happened from everything totally empty. Everything empty from there inside. Okay? That's the reality. That's the reality. But they see, they don't appear to us mere level by mind. Generally saying, you know, then entirely achieving enlightenment, you know, you have a hallucination. Entirely. And unless when you are Arya being, wisdom directly perceiving emptiness in ego post meditation, that time, that wisdom doesn't have a hallucination. Otherwise, when you rise out of that meditation, then you see, then when you're not in the post meditation, emptiness, and then you have hallucination. So, that you see me, everything appears truly extinct until you become enlightened, okay? Until you are negative, subtle negative impulse purified. Because the truly extinct appearance comes from that. Projection from the imprint, you see, so that's why you have this hallucination into reaching enlightenment. So everything is merely imputed by your mind, okay? By your mind, okay? Like this, so they are all totally empty, you are empty, your actions are empty, all the objects are empty, okay? From the society, totally empty. Totally empty, no slightest, even atom do not exist from the side. But you see from but the negative imprint left in the mind, but passing and decorated, you know, true existence on the eye, on the mere level of the eye, on the mere level of action, on the mere level of all the phenomena, okay? And so then made everything real to you. Then you see everything appeared real to you, existing from its own side. Existing from its side, you see. You have this hallucination, okay? Total hallucination. Mm. So, total hallucination, and total hallucination. And then you see, we use our mind. We made our mind to think this way. You see, let the mind to hold, to believe everything's true. We let our mind to believe everything's true. Everything's true, 100% true. The truth isn't I, truth isn't action, truth isn't everything, truth isn't hell, truth isn't enlightenment, truth isn't samsara, never. Everything. Truth isn't problem, truth isn't happiness, everything. So, that is it. So we let our mind, we let our mind to think this way. Which is root of the, which becomes the root of the samsara, root of all the sufferings. From where rebirth comes, from where sickness comes, from where all this comes, from where the death comes, from that, from the ignorance. Okay. What if you have some sicknesses, whatever pains, whatever you have, so where it comes, root from where it comes, from that ignorance. So this is what this is what yourself, you know. I can't say everybody like this, but I mean, many of us like that, okay? Many of us like that, okay? So now, look at all the phenomena like star. Okay, so now, meditation is under truth this. So, so those who realize emptiness, and especially Arya beings, the Arhatas, and the Arya Bodhisattvas and Buddhas, you see, they see you, your eye. Empty. What appears to you? What do you believe? Say something. How empty? Truly, but what they see you as a reality. What they see you, your reality, completely empty. And your eye gets, they see you. Your eye gets completely, totally empty right there. Nothing slightest exists from that. And then they see. Form what you see as I described before, real from his side, you believe are completely empty. So same sound similar to that. The whole entire phenomena, you illusion, object and mind perceiving, you see real. Believe real, but they see all this totally empty. Completely empty. Of the real. Total nonsense. Oh, so that's what you meditate. That's what you need to meditate. Look at all the causes of phenomena, lifestyle. So, putting those examples I mentioned, phenomena, okay? Totally empty. So this, yeah. So maybe a few seconds of meditation, this. Only a few seconds. So daytime, you don't see a star. Using that example. Then like a defected view, a rib, and defected view. It's because of the phenomena like that. So this is relating to the true existence. So the defected view, if you believe they're real, then you get into problems. Mm-hmm. So these causes of the phenomena appear to true existence, and you believe, then that it makes you continuously just. Continuously die, born, suffer, experience suffering the whole entire samsara, and endlessly, not only besides beginners, endlessly. So that's what the effect, great danger. So the greatest danger, greatest danger to you. So this appears in the real, existing from inside, not merely the mind, but looking at them as a defective view, okay? Not true. What is not true? Empty. Mane. So this comes to phenomena like butter. So butterland exists by depending on many cause and conditions. The people who make and the materials or so and things that exist. So this comes to phenomena. So you are my life and the eye, I guess, and then belongings, all the belongings and the family, friends, enemies, all these things. It's been so many cause conditions. So they don't control that. So that's why the natural impermanence changes. So there have been so many cause conditions. They don't exist. They're not permanent. They don't exist alone. Okay. With its own freedoms. Then, like illusion. So again, that refers to the. There are many hallucinations, but especially it refers to truly existence. I, action, object, all the rest of phenomena. So this is my illusion. Do not exist. They're truly, totally empty. They're like what do. What to do on the plants, on the ropes, on the rope wires or the plants, what to do or drop. That can be dropped any time. So it shows impermanence. And indefinite. So all these cultural phenomena I mentioned before, like the drop, like what a dew, the nature impermanence can be stopped any time. So it's you can do it at the end, but maybe it's good one by one in a conclusion. So therefore, there's no point to rise at attachment and anger in the next way. At least to bring these things. There's no reason for that. So to bring that conclusion might be good. After each one, or if not, then at the end. But that's what comes in your heart. All these kinds of phenomena, like water bubble. As Skeptic Demolition which says, looking very beautiful, but nothing but looking very beautiful. But it's very impermanent nature. So they can, you can't trust, you can't see. It can be puffed, it can be stopped, it can be puffed any time. So that's more impermanence nature, showing impermanence nature. So similar, this comes to phenomena, how much they look beautiful, however, this can be stopped any time. It doesn't have to be attached to or anger and anything else. So all these kind of causal phenomena like a dream. So that now this relates to the hallucination. True existence, all this. So look at all this in true existence, I, action, object, all the phenomena in true existence, okay? So all this, something appearing real from there, and you believe real, okay? you let your mind to believe real, and then truth, see, so all this comes like dream. All this are like dream. So using example like dream, so as I mentioned before, everything what you see in the dream is nothing, nothing exists, nothing is real, nothing exists from its own sight. Nothing is real, nothing exists from its own sight. Even though it appears existing from outside, but nothing exists from its own sight. So exactly like this, all these true phenomena, all these real phenomena, in the reality, they are totally empty. No point at all to be attached to grasp, no angry or ignorant. Then all this, look at this causal phenomena, light thing. Again, showing impermanence, the nature impermanence. And so light thing, it happened, but it's gone. Next minute, it's gone. So all this, even this, including this human rebirth that I have, most precious human rebirth, all the things, all this, and then just like light thing, it's very, very, very short time, you see. So this happened, and gone, like that thing. So when the death comes, it all becomes like this. Whole entire life becomes like it happened, but it's gone. So there's nothing to, nothing to attach to, and nothing to be angry, to be ignorant, you see. Then, like clouds, look at the customers like clouds. Again, reminding impermanence, their nature impermanence. While you're looking at the clouds, they're changing. They're changing. Decaying, changing. While looking at the clouds, you look at the clouds, but next minute you want to look at the apple, it's not there. Things like that, you know. So nature impermanence. The same causes the phenomena. Nature impermanence. They're changing not only day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, and second by second, even within second, they're changing. Decaying, do not last. And they can be stored in the time. This is reality. So therefore, there's nothing to grasp, attach to, or anger to it. So this is, I want to say, maintaining this one is giving you a real holiday. This is a real vacation, this is the best vacation to the eye, or real vacation to yourself. Real vacation, real holiday to you. Otherwise, they're physically going somewhere else with the delusions, with all the wrong concepts, it's not real holiday. Moving somewhere else with all the delusions, with all the hallucinations, constantly you have all those problems. How many hallucinations you have, how many delusions, wrong concept you have, all those are problems. You have all those problems. So you don't have holiday. No vacation. No rest. So this is now here, the mental on this is really giving rest to you. Holiday to you. Holiday to your mind, to yourself. However, ultimate holiday, from this you achieve liberation. You become free from oceans of samsara suffering, and you achieve liberation, and also with bodhicitta, this realization, emptiness, and ultimate truth, with bodhicitta, so you achieve full enlightenment. For sentient beings, then able to bring a number of sentient beings, liberate a number of sentient beings from oceans of samsara suffering, and bring them to full enlightenment. So lumbering meditation is the real, you can see, now you can see how that is a real holiday. That's the best holiday. best vacation, most best holiday. And the result is a liberation from samsara, promotion, and full enlightenment. So that's what you achieve, as you're looking for. So the other holiday is with the total delusion, with the same delusion as delusion, following delusion as right concept, you know, following all the delusions, following all the delusions, offering service to all the delusions, and you see, yourself become a slave to the delusions. And the ignorance attachment, all that, the total becomes slave, constantly creating cause of the suffering, constantly suffering. So that's the other holiday is a point of view of attachment. The holiday point of view of attachment, point of view of self-cherishing thought. So that, not a holiday called point of view of a wisdom. Not a point of view of bodhicitta, not a point of view of wisdom, you see, and that. Not a holiday point of view of renunciation, okay? Stop there.